This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew and Mike Reichbrandt on 7-5 Radio. Check us out, 75radio.org, the number 75radio.org. We are red hot rolling this August evening, August the 24th, 2024. Walter, how are we doing, my friend?
Doing pretty well for Saturday night. Doing pretty well. How about you?
I'm doing outstanding. There's nowhere I'd rather be on Saturday night at 10 p.m. other than on 7-5 Radio with you and our other co-host, Mike Reichbrandt, who is also our marketing director. Mike, how are we doing tonight, sir?
Doing great, brother. Doing great. Happy to be here.
Outstanding. Anyways, we want to say hello to all of our special listeners, starting with Little Billy Keebler and the men and alleged woman of the Yonadosis, New York Fire Department, known as the Cellar Savers. Stay safe, one and all. Also, we want to say special hello to New York's finest, New York's bravest, New York's boldest, and all those listening to us on Long Island in the 2nd Congressional District. As always, we want to remember members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Tonight, remember Deputy Sheriff Brandon Cunningham of the Paulding County, Georgia Sheriff's Office, end of watch, August the 17th, 2024. His killer fortunately took his own life. Anyways, it's been a hell of a week in politics with the Democrat National Convention, which is an absolute dumpster fire. But what's more surprising, our first story I want to talk about is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. suspended his presidential campaign and endorsed Donald Trump, which is a huge undertaking, in my opinion, because the Kennedy family is almost like American royalty. And they've been Democrats since, you know, the Roosevelt administration. You had President Kennedy. You had a bunch of Senator Kennedys, Teddy, John. I think Bobby Kennedy was a senator. You had a Congressman Kennedy, all different members of the Kennedy family in politics as Democrats, lifelong Democrats. And you always associate Kennedy with the Democrat Party until 2024. Whereas the gangsters in the Democrat Party would not allow Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to put his name on the primary ballot. It was all Joe Biden. So we went through a couple months in the start of this year, and Joe Biden got the nomination. And he ran unopposed. But then the gangsters said, well, Joe, you're out. We're going to put Kamala Harris in. And just by proxy, oh, she got the nomination. So Robert F. Kennedy sees Bravo Sierra, and he calls it out, and he said, you know what? I'm not going to win this. I don't want the Democrats to win, so I'm throwing my support behind Donald J. Trump. And the thing about Kennedy, in my opinion, is that he is a smart guy. He's right on a lot of things, and hopefully his support for Donald Trump does earn Trump the win in November, and also a cabinet position for Robert F. Kennedy. I'm thinking either housing urban development, health and human services, or even director of central intelligence. Well, what say you about RFK Jr. Endorsing a Republican for president?
Well, you know, those Kennedys, they have quite the history. You know, everybody knows who they are, where they came from, how they started. You know, Joe Sr. was probably in Arnold Rothstein's pocket in the 1919 World Series scandal. Made his money during Prohibition, became a powerful man. You know, had some kids along the way, you know, a whole bunch of them, and politically directed. So having RFK, you know, 100 years later, you know, after 105 years after the World Series was fixed. RFK's been, Jr. has been around a long time. He is, you know, a licensed attorney in Massachusetts and New York. He comes from, and he's created, you know, a family of his own. He's got grandkids. You know, the Kennedy line is going to go on forever at this point. He's got some accomplishments. He is a fellow who has always looked out for not economics, but the economy, the integrity of our economy on where our money's spent, how our money's spent, why was there? He was one of the starters about the steroids in the animals that we eat. You know, the chickens and cows and beef and stuff like that. He was one that started that quite some time ago, and he is all for our system on, how can I put this? I'm losing my words here. He has been a force in agriculture. He has been a force in chemical companies. He has been a force for manufactured steroids to, as he said last night, he made us sick. He's helping our children not be sick. You know, all the crap that we ate when we were younger, when I was younger, you know, I'm finding out that, you know, it wasn't so great because we went to mass production for beef instead of getting it from the local farms. We went mass production with chicken. The past 50 years, chicken, holy cow. You know, you're eating chickens that are 6 weeks old instead of 6 months old now because of the steroids and such. So he's big on that. I think he will be a good person to represent us in fighting the CDC if he's appointed to some office. I think the head of the CDC, what should we call him, investigative committee, I think he would be very good in that. I think him coming over to the Republican side doesn't defy the Democrat, because the Democrats aren't Democrats anymore. They are just monarchists. They are totally off the wall. He is taking a stand for his beliefs. And again, you know, he said it last night. He doesn't see eye to eye with Trump on everything. I hope nobody that he puts in the White House cabinet sees eye to eye with him on everything. You got to have a difference. You have to have a stand. You have to have an opinion. If you vote Democrat, you wouldn't have a say because Kamala doesn't even have a say about her own freaking campaign.
Right. All right. Mike, what say you, real quick before we go to the first break?
I think it's a game changer just for the campaign itself, right? It's massive. The result you're seeing in social media, X, everywhere else is really, really prominent Democrats saying they're voting Trump, you know, and it changed a lot. But Walt's right. The Democrat Party left behind their own people, and they embraced some kind of totalitarian, authoritarian craziness and left the majority of their party behind, and they left them out in the wind. So I think this has become more about, you know, freedom versus authoritarianism than it is anything else. I don't think it's a Republican-Democrat at all anymore. And as for RFK, I seriously hope he makes him a special counsel and unleashes them on all the federal bureaucracy. Let him audit all the bureaucracy. Let him go through the intelligence community and everything else and ferret out all the nefarious and the nasty and the bad that's going on and clean it out. You know, he'd be an excellent wrecking ball for what they call the deep state or the administrative state, whatever you want to call it, to kind of break that whole thing up and put things back to where they're supposed to be.
Right, because, I mean, the Kennedy family's been involved in politics for over half a century. So
Oh, yeah.
Bobby Jr. knows about the deep state And what's funny is that you look at a guy like Bobby Kennedy, who's really out for – he's literally out for the little guy. I remember about 20 years ago he was teamed up with Citgo Gas, give seniors like cheap heating oil, and I raked him across the coals for that. And, you know, times do change. But you take a look at Anthony Fauci, they still worship him like he walks across the Potomac. And he's horrendous. He ought to be in jail. So, anyways, you got a guy like Bobby Kennedy, who comes from like a long line of great Democrats, who's looking out for the little people, gets nothing. Meanwhile, Anthony Fauci, who jacked up this country, is seen as God. Anyways, we come back, we'll talk about the dumpster fire that was the Democrat National Convention. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio.
Calling all patriots, faith-based leaders, sheriffs, and elected officials. It's time to stand up for our Constitution and protect our God-given rights. Join us at the Foundation for Freedom Conference at the Rosen Shingle Creek Hotel on September 6th and 7th. Hear from national speakers who've successfully fought against unconstitutional government overreach. Be inspired by constitutional attorneys, sheriffs, and more. Foundationforfreedom.us to register now. God bless America. See you in Orlando.
Attention collectors and savvy investors. We are excited to announce a momentous evolution in our journey. Introducing Free Water Coin Company, formerly known as Rust Coin and Gift. This rebranding takes us back to the very roots of where it all began, Free Water, Oregon. It's a tribute to the legacy of Al Rust and a celebration of three generations of dedication and excellence in the world of coins and precious gifts. Al, Brian, and Jake Rust, standing strong through 64 years of service. Discover a world of exceptional service at Freewater Coin Company, your premier destination for genuine, honest money and precious gifts. Under Brian's expert guidance, Freewater Coin Company, building on the legacy of Rust Coin and Gift, continues its tradition of trust and excellence. Visit us at our Provo, Utah location. Explore our treasures online at rustgoldandsilver.com or call us at 801-377-1574. Freewater Coin Company, where your future is built one honest coin at a time.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting done staring at Danila's Instagram account. Here's more 75 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew and Mike Rickbrandt. This past week was the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, Illinois. What a perfect place to show Democrats in action. But they had the whole downtown Chicago on a lockdown. But before we go into what happened at the convention, let's look at the party itself. To me, I think the party is made up of nothing but elitists and idiots. You got your leaders from the East Coast, New York City region, down here in D.C., everywhere in between, up in Boston, the Cambridge area, Yale and Harvard. Then you got your left coast idiots out in California, especially Los Angeles, San Francisco. You go further up to Oregon and Washington, all elitists. And we saw multimillionaires and billionaires talking. And then you have your idiots, the people that live in these poor neighborhoods, riddled crime, have no jobs, poor performance schools, and just no hope, and these people keep voting Democrats. If you go on the website, there's a story about a sandwich shop in Chicago that's going through tough times because the cost of inflation, the raw materials to make sandwiches, you know, bread, meats, vegetables, condiments, keeps going up, and the people in the neighborhood can't afford to buy sandwiches, so the foot traffic's going down. So your costs are going up and your profits are going down. And the people that live in this neighborhood, they keep talking about voting for Kamala Harris. Oh, because she's a black lady. or because she's a Democrat, they don't trust Trump. You know, if you're living in a, if your situation is not the best, you live in a bad neighborhood, you don't have that much money in the bank, your car's a piece of junk, things aren't working out for you, or you don't like the fact that your school is becoming a training camp for communists.
Trends.
Don't vote for
training
the party.
Training camp for trends.
Right.
Training camp for
trends. Right. Or on the Republican side, if they're a bunch of Bible-thumping gun-toters and you don't agree with that, well, don't vote Republican. And, you know, most of us on the show are neither Republicans or Democrats because we're sick of both parties. So that's the Democrat Party in a nutshell. Walt, real quick, any comments about the people who are Democrats now?
Well, sure, of course. You know, they are, you know, pushing not for you and me, not for upper middle class, lower middle class, middle class, the lower class. They're not for these people. They are pushing the higher echelon. You know, you had that idiot, Michael Obama, on at the DNC talking about how they're going to find jobs for you people. They're going to find jobs for those people. Create more jobs for those people. Why? So they could pay more freaking taxes to support your three mega mansions. You know, it's such ridiculousness when you have, you know, millionaires and billionaires talking down it, we're going to get your jobs. And then, you know, when you get a job, they're going to tax the hell out of you. Buying property now. You know, Kamala wants to help first-time home buyers, you know. And she said it tonight. Was it last night? About the government will get more, I don't know verbatim, the government will get more money from their property taxes if they help them buy new houses. Well, first-time houses, you see. So it's always the almighty freaking dollar that she is after. She wants, you know, she wants. She wants the millions and millions that Obama took, and that that Obama took, and Biden has been taking for years. She wants some of that. She wants that. That's what she wants. She wants to send, you know, another $1 billion over to the Ukraine. And have them over there stash about $10 million for her. So when she retires in 4 years, if she wins, she'll have it. So, you know, she's a freaking criminal prosecutor who's a criminal or who wants to be a criminal, who wants a piece of the pie that she's not supposed to have. That's how I feel about Kamala. She's like, okay, all right, you guys are all millionaires. Where's mine? That's what she stands for. That's what she stands for. And you know she's going to let it happen for other people in her administration. She's going to let it happen. And the country is going to be not only broke, we're going to be busted. We're going to be busted to the point where we can't defend ourselves. And I mean a war. We can't defend ourselves anymore. Can you picture her? You know, should I push the button or should I not push the button? She's going to flip a freaking coin and giggle while the coin's in the air. So, you know, I just can't believe the foolishness that people saw during this DNC. And they're still being fooled. A lot of them, I think, their eyes open. But she's really done a 180, and she's trying to kiss everybody's butt. All of a sudden, she's for the wall. All of a sudden, she's for fracking, you know. And all of a sudden, she's for offshore drilling. You know, if people don't remember what she said about Biden during that primary that she had to drop out the next day, hey, she's only in it for the minute. Period.
Right. Mike, what say you about the party of elitists and idiots? Am I right, or is it about the working class American?
No, the Democrat Party has left behind the working class Americans a long time ago. Listen, they destroyed black American families over 50 years ago, and they've been steadily using the same policy and process to continually keep those people, you know, in ghettos and keep them from really rising. I think what you're seeing now is a shift where the Republican Party has become like the kind of the lifeboat for regular Americans in politics, to be honest. You know, Republicans aren't the answer to the problem, but, you know, the Democrats are the problem. Dan Bongino says it all the time. He's exactly right. And I think the Republican Party has become like the lifeboat, but really it's become the way forward because you have Trump, now you have Elon Musk, you have Robert Kennedy, these people who are kind of coming out from the public image and starting to take back the narrative and push a more truthful narrative, not, you know, a conservative one or Republican one or this one or that one, but just an honest one like, hey, it doesn't matter which side of this you're on, we can have those discussions, but we have to get this fixed first. And it's becoming more and more apparent every day, I think, to regular people, and that's why we've seen such a shift to, like, to Trump and to just the Republican Party in general.
Right. And you know what, Mike, you bring up a good point. You got guys like Donald Trump, who's a billionaire, Elon Musk, who's one of the world's richest men, and also you have Robert Kennedy, who is, you know, worth millions from his family's fortune. But you wouldn't think that they're, like, you know, billionaires. Meanwhile, you look at the Obamas, the Clintons, Bernie Sanders, Nancy Pelosi, Oprah, even Kamala Harris's husband, they all have money, and they all, like, it's almost like they wave it in your face. And, you know, it's, you know, good enough for thee, but not for me. But let's go to the great speaker, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. And again, this is the DNC is nothing but gangsters. The party bosses let the president, the sitting president of the United States, speak Monday, the first night after 11:30 p.m., which is crazy. And then they had the propaganda machine hand out signs that says "We love Joe," including Nancy Pelosi's holding the sign that says "We love Joe," and she's saying she loves Joe or mimicking saying she loves Joe. Meanwhile, they threw him out. They knew he wasn't a good candidate, and they knew he was a sucky president. And my thing is, you're sitting there waving the sign that says "We love Joe." They must love like $3.50 gasoline, open borders, unaffordable groceries, unaffordable housing, unaffordable cars. Nations just falling apart. Billions going to Ukraine. Israel's on fire. Russia and China rallying their swords, and the hits just keep on coming. Not to mention what he did for his family by selling out the country, sniffing kids and ladies, treating staffers such as Tara Reid as a trash. Yelling at people who don't agree with him. His constant lying. The thing goes on and on and on and on. But you know, again, the sitting president gets 11:30 on a Monday when you know people are going to bed. Mike, what say you? You think that was done on purpose?
100% it was done on purpose. They're shelving him. You know, they didn't want anybody to hear what he had to say. They were worried about him, you know, maybe being bitter and saying something he shouldn't have. And he actually did. He said a couple of things during that speech that, you know, he tagged Harris and put her right in the crosshairs when he tied her directly to the Bidenomics platform and everything else that he did. You know, he tied her directly to his stuff. So he kind of almost like transferring his 30% approval rating to her. You know, and when the whole campaign she's doing now is trying to distance herself from that, he tied her right to it. So there's a reason they put him at the end, because they wanted him to be ignored. You know, it's sending a very clear message that he's no longer the puppet, and they have a new puppet, and don't pay attention to this one.
Right. Well, what say you about putting Sleepy Joe? Are you surprised he made it through at 11:30 Monday?
Well, he doesn't know what time it is. They just wake him up and say, Joe's, you know, time for medicine, time for medication. And, you know, he gets up and, you know, they change his diaper and they put pants on him and dress him up and put him in front of a microphone. And he's still stutters. You know, he can't get the words out. And then he says something totally different. So,
right.
Yeah, he didn't help. He didn't help them at all.
Good.
He
but
just
we come back.
Well,
right. When we come back, Satan made his appearance at the DNC. Also, Oprah Winfrey experiences what it's like to be poor. Stay tuned, everybody.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Yet more restrictions for women and girls in Afghanistan.
The Taliban say it's mandatory for Afghan women to conceal their voices and bare faces in public. That's according to newly published laws covering aspects of everyday life from the Ministry of Vice and Virtue. The Taliban's supreme leader approved the laws. They're set out on a 114-page document seen by the Associated Press, and marked the first formal declaration of vice and virtue laws in Afghanistan since the Taliban returned to power in August 2021. Keith Peters reporting.
French authorities have opened a terrorism investigation after an arson attack on a synagogue in a Mediterranean town injured a police officer, and security forces also began searching for a suspect. Prosecutors say two cars parked at a synagogue complex were set ablaze early Saturday morning. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Arch Resources and Consol Energy combining to form a single coal producer valued at $5 billion.
Arch shareholders will get more than 1.3 shares of Consol common stock for each share of Arch they own. Consol shareholders will own about 55% of the new company, to be called Core Natural Resources, and Arch shareholders will own about 45%. Core Natural Resources will be based in Canonsburg, Pennsylvania, just southwest of Pittsburgh, which is the current headquarters of Consol Energy.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Consol Energy CEO and chairman will be the company's executive chairman. Arch CEO Paul Lang will be the CEO. On Wall Street Friday, Dow Industrials ending the week up 462 points, S&P ahead 63. More on these stories at townhall.com.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness, and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
The Epoch Times. TheTimes.com.
Patriots, faith leaders, sheriffs, this is your call to action. The Foundation for Freedom Conference is coming to Orlando September 6th and 7th at the Rosenshingle Creek Hotel. Learn how counties across America are pushing back against government overreach and protecting constitutional rights. Featuring top constitutional attorneys and sheriffs who stood firm during the COVID crisis. Visit foundationforfreedom.us and register today. Together, we can restore our nation. God bless America.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back, 7-5 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. One of the celebrities that did come in Chicago that got no recognition was Satan himself. What am I talking about? Well, Planned Parenthood had a bus in Chicago that was giving out abortion pills or the morning after pill, inflatable IUDs or uterine devices, and other information concerning, also performed vasectomies in a bus. So come on in, get a vasectomy, and go about your business. And I'm sure mothers who are too late for the morning after pill are probably given direction to a clinic. And like we said in the past, Planned Parenthood is nothing but Abortion Incorporated. They're all about abortion and deviant sexual practices. If you go on our website, we have clips of just absolute nonsense that these people are preaching about what two people do behind closed doors. But there's absolutely nothing about having a baby, raising a child, or even abstinence. And these Democrats make abortion seem like getting a body piercing or getting mole removed and it being a civil right. You have life, the right to life, the right to liberty, and the right to have an abortion. And nothing about being a life-changing event or the emotional grief that a woman does go through after having an abortion. Now, like I said in the past, I've had to go to a Planned Parenthood clinic with a young lady, and it was the most evil thing I ever been to, and it just freaked me out. But luckily, the young lady did carry the child, and the child's a healthy individual to be in a good, productive member of society. But anyways, just absolutely disgusting that Planned Parenthood had a bus and people going in and getting vasectomies and getting the morning after pill, learn about abortion, this and other thing. God forbid Planned Parenthood should tell people about the joys and responsibilities of bearing children and having children and raising children. And I'll be the first one to say children is an overwhelming, monumental responsibility. You know, they cost a fortune. They get sick. They don't sleep. You don't sleep. You're responsible for feeding them, clothing, putting diapers, doing potty training, getting dressed, bathing. Then you're dealing with these schools full of degenerate perverts, and then your social life goes away, and then your romantic life with your partner goes away for the most part. But I wouldn't give it up for anything in this world. But anyways, Walt, what say you about Planned Parenthood rolling up in a bus giving out abortion pills and vasectomies?
You know, in the 80s, they were giving out needles and condoms, you know, because of the AIDS thing, you know. And now, you know, that scare is, you know, come and gone, and the next scare came and went, and the last one came and is about done. But, you know, pulling up on a bus and throwing, you know, pills out the window, so to speak, and stuff like that. You know, it's like at the parade, at the Christmas parade, where they throw candy from the parade floats, and you got little kids running around picking it up and stuff. It's absolutely disgusting. You know, this is where we are these days. I personally do not believe in abortion, and it's not because I'm Catholic. I don't believe in abortion. I also don't believe in that it's only one side. You know, girl gets pregnant right away, you know, in some cases, you know, they want to abort it, or her parents want to abort it. But if you were the father, you know, the father needs to have
a say in that also. And going to Planned Parenthood after the fact is not going to help matters, you know, for the father. They will convince this girl, how, no matter how old she is, to, you know, get rid of that baby. And it's absolutely disgusting. Planned Parenthood, it's not a good agency. I don't know how else to put it. They do not support young family, a young family. They don't support it. They'll say they do. They got all these flyers and stuff. And I personally never had to go to one of them. Hopefully I never do, because they are, from what I understand, they're disgusting places.
They are.
It takes a certain type of evil person to work in one of those places. And the child's life.
Right. Mike, what say you about Planned Parenthood rolling up in a bus in Chicago?
I mean, they're a death cult. I mean, the death that you've seen in the Democrat Party for a while now is just absolute insistence on all these things. And I don't think it's spoken about enough, but the ties between the pharmaceutical industry and Planned Parenthood have been caught multiple times now, illegally selling baby parts from these aborted fetuses to the pharma companies. You know, and the majority of those babies are, you know, black and brown babies, a so-called race that they're so, you know, racing to protect. But that's the very race that they're actually attacking and murdering in the womb. You're attacking the most defenseless people amongst us. I think it's sick and abhorrent, and I think they're just a death cult. And it just shows that they're completely committed to it. Having them at the DNC just proves the point. They're tied inextricably together. They're always going to be one and the same.
Right. And these same people that think abortion is the most sacred right you can have as an American citizen, they're the same ones that demand that animals not be tested and shelters for stray dogs and cats don't have a no-kill policy. They're all about saving the animals and have those tearjerker commercials on, but you know, they want every woman in America to have an abortion at one time or another. But here's the thing about the people supporting abortion. Half the people that support abortion are men. And right now, men cannot have babies. That's number one. And then you look at the women, half the women that support abortion, they're not of childbearing age. They're past the prime. And then the other half of those who are childbearing age, you wouldn't want to fool around with in the first place. I mean, these people are some butt ugly people. Any of y'all catch the childless cat lady at the convention when somebody was speaking about childless cat women?
Yeah, it was exactly what you'd expect. I think they just proved J.D. Vance's point very well.
Right. It's in in 2017, when the day after Trump got inaugurated, I swear to God, I called it the pig march, because all these women coming in with these supposedly quote-unquote pussy hats, because I guess Trump... And it was, I call it the pig fest. I never seen so many fat, sloppy females in my entire life. And, of course, the media did not show, you know, they showed the celebrities up on the stage. They didn't show the pigs and the hats standing watching the celebrities spew their hot garbage. Anyways, moving right along, speaking of hot garbage, Oprah Winfrey was at the she gave a speech at the Democrat National Convention. She spoke about being the victim of racial inequality, gender inequality, and pay inequality. And to me, this was the perfect person to speak about the subject, because Oprah is worth $3 billion. Meanwhile, yours truly, as a straight white Christian male, I currently rent a room in a house that looks like something from Sanford Sun. I drive a 10-year-old car. I work 3 jobs. Have no savings, mountain of debt, and a disagreement with the IRS. So, Oprah, I would gladly trade places with you so you can see how the white male patriarchy have it so good in this country. Walt, what say you about Oprah talking about pay inequality?
You know, like I said earlier, when Michael Vollmer was talking about it, you know, they don't have... They have a right to say what they're going to say, but they have absolutely no knowledge of what they're talking about. Nothing.
they don't walk in your shoes. They don't live in your shoes. They won't pee on your toilet. They won't eat out of your refrigerator. They won't do it. They won't. They have no idea what happens at poverty level. Nothing. They see it on television. Their personal assistant tells them about it. Nothing. Oprah?
Right.
How many pictures you see her with Harvey Weinstein and a young girl, you know, handing her over? You know, she's about as, you know, as trustworthy as Arnold Rothstein was in the World Series 100 years ago. You know, I just don't get how anyone can take what they say as gospel and spread it around like it was the best news, you know, the best news since they found, you know, put a screen in a pipe. You won't get no weed down your throat. You know, it just don't happen that way. You have to do your research.
Okay, we'll come back. We'll get Mike's take on Oprah being the victim of racial inequality. Also, Jack Daniels dodged the bullet. We'll come back. We'll talk about that. This is 75 Radio. Stay tuned, everybody.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly. But I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Okay, we are back. While you wonderful people were hearing commercials about the debt ceiling and honey, yours truly was looking at the Instagram account of our spokesmodel, Danella Rodriguez. Follow her at danellis.fitnessmodel. The reason I was looking at it for the archives for this here wonderful show. Anyways, I'm going to turn over to Mike real quick. Mike, what say you about Oprah being the victim of racial inequality, meanwhile you being a straight white male?
I think it's a very glaring example of just how disconnected from reality these people are and how much pandering they do to try and get people on board with their nonsense agenda. Right? So they're going to try and speak to people about how hard it is to be them while they fly in private jets, they make billions of dollars, they, you know, commit crimes of a nature that would get anybody else thrown in prison for the rest of their lives, and they do it willy-nilly with no repercussions whatsoever. It's their hypocrisy on display. The DNC recently was just exactly that, their hypocrisy on display, Just they're throwing it right in your face. They're making it as clear as they possibly can. No matter what nonsense they say, it's just become very, very obvious, I think, to most Americans what's really going on.
Right. And did either one of you see Chris Cuomo, the clip with him talking about how the skyboxes at the United Center were going, like, starting for $500,000, and the people in the skyboxes telling the people in the stands, you know, how things are being run? Is really, really interesting, especially coming from Chris Cuomo. I think he's starting to see the light, or you know, he's finally able to speak freely since he's no longer under contract from the cable news network. But that was really interesting. And finally, our last story is about a company that dodged a bullet. The people who own Jack Daniel's distillery decided to drop their woke and DEI propaganda. Because if you look at companies such as Anheuser-Busch, Trek Supply, Harley-Davidson, John Deere, it didn't work out well. Since the boycott of Anheuser-Busch, I bought exactly two Anheuser-Busch products. One, because the people I was hanging out with drank Anheuser-Busch product. And number two, I wanted to get a beverage, and I was looking for a single serve. I didn't feel like spending money for a six pack, so that was all was available. But anyways, if the there was a boycott of Jack Daniels, it would be a financial disaster. Now, yours truly does enjoy an occasional Jack Daniels once in a great while, unlike some people on this show. So it would be a financial disaster. If you go on the website, you see a couple of pictures of yours truly, usually with our spokesmodel holding something in our left hand, in my left hand, that Danellis. Oh, behave. Can I continue, or are we going to just make fun of Scoop for the next 7 minutes? But anyways, at Danelle's party last December, while she was settling up the bill, she looked at the this sales slip and said, "Who the hell was drinking all the Jack Daniels?" So anyways, at the party, some long-haired slob put his hands in his pockets, looked up to the right, started whistling, and shuffling away slowly. I don't know who that gentleman was, but...
with something in his left hand.
And then the this DC Power Trio consisted of me, Danelle, and Ed Huebner. It should be the DC Power Quartet because I got Jack and Coke in my left hand. And then if you scroll down the pictures, you see a new and approved Scoop Stanton with a nice haircut holding number 7 in his hand. So anyways, but long story short, boycotts do work. So, you know, they do work, but if you want to drink that Bud or Anheuser-Busch products, you know, that's your choice. I prefer not to. And if Jack Daniels went on with this woke foolishness that doesn't help anybody whatsoever, it'd be a real hard choice. Walt, would you continue to drink old number 7 brand if they came out with their woke policy and there's a boycott?
It helps me forget about the Democrats.
Right. So you continue to drink old number 7 brand?
Yeah, why not? I mean, you know, me not buying a bottle a month is not gonna be a stand, you know, or a bottle a week. It's not gonna be a stand. Their sales, they sell more outside our borders than they do in our country. So, you know, it's not gonna hurt them. It was some years ago. Everybody wanted to boycott Coca-Cola. You know, I don't know. Democrats right. Boycotting Trump. What good is it going to do him? It's not going to do him any good. So,
right. Well, it did. Well, here's the thing. If you look at Trump made a hotel of the old post office building on Pennsylvania Avenue, which I walked in. It was a beautiful facility. And unfortunately, he lost a ton of money. He sold the building to the Hilton people, and now it's a Waldorf Astoria because, you know, D.C. is a Democrat town, so they don't want to, you know, the rich Democrats don't want to stay in a Trump property, so they'll go, you know, somewhere else because, you know, D.C., they've got loads of five-star hotels. So, you know, he lost money on that. And, you know, a lot of people boycotted Trump, but he's still in it to win it. But, Mike, what say you? Would you boycott Jack Daniels if they went woke or any other company, or would you continue to purchase their products if you're a loyal customer?
No, I'd boycott them. I don't want to give my money to support somebody that's pushing, you know, communist, Marxist, woke nonsense down people's throats. I don't like that. You know, I find it very distasteful, so I would absolutely boycott them. I won't give my money to anybody that's sitting there pushing that kind of nonsense on people. You know, you're in a business to do a business. Stick to making alcohol and serving it. That's it. You know, we don't need to hear about your politics.
Right, exactly. But like I said before, like Jack Daniels, they had enough sense, so they sobered up and said, we'll just, you know, we'll shelve this and continue to market to our diehard customers, including one Scoop Stanton. So anyways, I'll still be drinking Jack Daniels, won't be drinking Anheuser-Busch product because it's my personal choice. Anyways, I kind of like Coors Banquet better than Budweiser or also Labatt Blue. And then I can tell you from personal knowledge where my parents live in Yanadasis, nobody drinks Anheuser-Busch products anymore. Everybody drinks Labatt Blue because it's Labatt Blue is made in America. They gave the contract to whoever, and everybody drinks Labatt Blue up there, and it tastes kind of like Budweiser. So anyways, so do what you want to do. I'll still be drinking Jack Daniels till the day I die, which at this rate probably be right around the corner. Anyways, we got a couple minutes left. Mike and Walt, you got anything to put out other than make fun of me and my left hand?
It's not your left hand that we're making fun of.
What, the delicious beverage in my left hand?
Hey, doing something. You keep going down that road, boy.
Listen, well, if you
don't
know
nothing about you, something in your left hand that's, you know, delicious.
I think Walt tried that, right? That's what the rock was about, him trying that with some horse stuff that came out of his left hand. You know, I want to be careful there, Pete.
Wow. If there was a stallion in that left hand, you know, that'd be a different story, I guess.
That's true. That's true. It's more like a very, very small show pony, maybe.
What? You know, this must. We had to change the name from Sunfire Radio to Make Fun of Scoop Stanton because Walt and Mike are jealous.com or .org. But no, if you look on the website, you see a picture of yours truly with a beverage in my left hand. And mm-hmm. a beverage, not a beverage, not an appendage or any other body part of any person or animal or anything like that. It's me enjoying a cocktail. So, you know, stick to the facts, gentlemen. We're not Democrats.
Okay, you know.
Yeah, the first part, right? You know, thank God for Photoshop, right?
He just keeps getting deeper and deeper, Mike. He just doesn't know when to shut up.
No, he's digging it. It's great, though.
So, I'm looking at the picture. So, for, like, Ed's party, it's me, Ed, and Danella. You think I'm going to have... You know, do something inappropriate in front of a whole bunch of people for Ed's party.
It's probably Photoshop.
I'll Photoshop you, but Jesus Christ, why? You guys left me speechless. We do a radio show, I'm speechless because you talk about, you know, things in my left hand, but you know, I'm gonna need
it
some.
Up, bro. You brought it up. You opened the door.
You did, sir.
Well, I can't help it. I'm left-handed, and I drink at my left hand.
Yeah. Well,
you guys are planning to do something. You know, in terms of doing something else, you ever think I'm ambidextrous?
Ambidextrous.
Anyways, for
that was a mouthful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For the perverted Walter Yerkew, Mike Rigbrand, this is Scoop Standard Manu. You can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week. I'm having a drink. Bye.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.